First of all, we have a good service and an IDOC service, and you know, it's something we really need to build on in Donegal, and it's working well. But over the last couple of weeks, people have been coming to me to say that when they go to the IDOC service, it's a strange doctor that they don't know, and the doctor has no records. And that's kind of, I kind of thought this was wrong. And then when I checked it out then, and I found out that the people were 100% right. There's no digital records being shared by the IDOC. They have no digital records of anybody going in. So older people feel very frustrated at this, that they have no records. And then some of them doesn't know what tablets they're on unless they have somebody with them that knows or takes the tablet. So I just feel it's something that we could sort out fairly quick. And I asked the minister to come in and address the question.
And for you, so what are kind of the immediate next steps you'd like to see? Is it kind of to have that information more accessible and digitised quickly, or what would be the next steps?
Yeah, well, that's it. We want to get the information digitised and get it to the IDOC service so that it doesn't matter who goes in, that they have a record of you and have your full history. It's great when you're going in as the family doctor, you know, he'll know you and he knows everything about you. But when you go in as a strange doctor, it's... you know, he doesn't know you from Adam, and you have to go through the whole rigmarole. And some people, you know, older people find it very frustrating, you know. So I think just something simple that we could get this information shared would take a lot of stress off older people going to the IDOC service and speed it up too.
Because, I think speed is very important there, because sometimes people are coming to the doctors in the situation where it's somewhat of an emergency, and to be hindered trying to find out all their information, it can kind of slow down the whole process, can't it?
Yeah, it can slow it down. And I mean, if you're an elderly person, the last thing you're thinking about is gathering your tablets and taking it all with you to the IDOC service, where if you go to the hospital or anything, they have all your information on the push of a button. And I think the IDOC service needs to be treated the same way, that they have the information.